بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا إلى يوم الدين أما بعد اللهم لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا وانفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما وعملا يا كريم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي All praises belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and peace and salutations be upon the final messenger Muhammad ibn Abdullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We bear witness that there is no one worthy of worship besides one Allah and that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his final messenger. My dear brothers and sisters, all praises belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for blessing us to be from amongst those that observed the Salat al-Fajr in Jama'ah this early morning, from the early mornings of the best of all months, the month of Ramadan. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said about this month, Sayyid al-Shuhur Shahr Ramadan, that the best of all months is the month of Ramadan. And he also taught us sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that for the one who walks in the darkness of the night to the masjid to observe this prayer, then glad tidings be upon him, glad tidings of a bright light that will be for him on the day of Qiyamah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from amongst those that are blessed with a bright light on the day of Qiyamah. Ameen, ameen. My dear brothers and sisters, this is the month of Ramadan, the month of even greater action, the month of even greater application, the month in which we surpass our efforts of the months before Ramadan, of the months before Ramadan. And when we say efforts, we refer to bodily efforts, which includes the efforts of our tongue and the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as well as the activities, actions and efforts of our implicit meaning of our hearts. The ibadat and worship of our hearts too should increase, whereby our iman becomes stronger in this month, and our taqwa achieves a greater value in this month, and our dependence upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, an ability to place our trust, or rather this concept of tawakkul, an ability to place our trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, becomes greater in this month. And our abilities to be patient upon difficulties become greater during this month. All the actions of the heart grow as well as our bodily actions increase as well. Our bodily actions increase with the stipulation of fasting this month, and with the recommendation of standing its night in prayer. This month, my dear brothers and sisters, is a month of great reward. A month in which you and I can build our Jannah in a way we could not have built it in this way in any other month besides this month. We know that this is a month in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala causes the gates of Jannah to become wide open. And this is a month in which a person trying his or her level best to ascertain a door specific to those who fast, this is their month to do so. The door of Ar-Rayyan, the door of perpetual water, and the door which never allows one to be thirsty. This is a month which has a night known as the night of power. A night in which if one observes this month and spends its night intending Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant them a reward better than 83 years. Better than 83 years. This is a great month, O servants of Allah and O children of Adam. And that is why when we look at the life of the pious predecessors before us, we see nothing less than excellence during this month. Everything would become increased. And why not? When they were taking their lessons from the best teacher, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And in the month of Ramadan, he was even better in his ibadah, Allahu Akbar. And how great was he in his ibadah throughout the course of the year. But they say whenever he became even better in his ibadah during the month of Ramadan, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And how could this not be when he, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was nurtured by wahi and revelation. He was nurtured by the Qur'an, and his character was the Qur'an, and the Qur'an cited this month as the month of taqwa, as the month of the Qur'an, as the month of fasting. La ilaha illallah. So, we see nothing less from them in terms of excellence. And that is why, brothers and sisters, especially now, when we have entered the second 10 days of the month, we've entered part two of the month of Ramadan. This is not a time for complacency. Normally we find that we're so hyped up at the beginning of the month, and we start off well. And then as the days move, and the hours pass, and the seconds tick, and the iftars roll on, what happens to us? We start entering a slump. We experience some form of fatigue, and we experience slight burnout. And thus the second 10 days end up becoming mediocre with regards to the first 10 days. And then a guilt sets within us towards the end of the 10 days, because we remember the night of power, and then the hype of the last 10 nights, and it's a hype in its right place, brings us back on track, and we push to cover the remaining days of Ramadan. We shouldn't let that happen to us this Ramadan. Inshallah, we didn't let it happen to us in previous Ramadans. But if it did, let's not lose hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and let's realign ourselves and refocus ourselves and understand that this is still the month of Ramadan. And understand that this is a month of training us to become people of diligence throughout the course of the year. Because my dear brothers and sisters, the same Allah we worship in every other month, other than the month of Ramadan, is the same Allah we worship in Ramadan. Understand this. So whenever the evil of yourself, and this is a month of understanding the evils of ourselves, right? We see normally in khutbahs we say, وَنَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِن شُرُورِ أَنفُسِنَا وَمِن سَيِّئَاتِ أَعْمَالِنَا. We ask Allah to protect us from the evil of ourselves and the adverse consequences of our deeds. This is a month for you and I to realize. To realize our issues, our weaknesses, how vulnerable we are, the gaps in our firewall, for the IT people in the audience, the gaps in our firewall that shaitan uses to instigate us, to take us further away from Allah. This is the month, this is a mercy from Allah that the shayateen are tied up. Sufi that the shayateen, they are tied up. If you have tendencies that are not ideal, you cannot blame shaitan. This is a chance for you to step up and say, you know what? I have these issues. Get a pen and paper out and write them down. And during the course of the year, I overlook this and say, shaytan. Now it's a chance for you to say, subhanallah, it's an issue that I have. It's a door I have to shut. Shaytan instigates me through these doors. This is a mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is why Allah says, after telling us that we're supposed to leave halal food and drink and marital relations from Fajr till sunset for 1 month, Allah says, يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ بِكُمُ الْيُسْرِ وَلَا يُرِيدُ بِكُمُ الْعُسْرِ. It's not that Allah wants difficulty for you. Allah wants ease for you. This is not difficulty, this is ease. The benefits that you can get doing this far outweighs the benefit of eating and drinking and quenching your desires. For you and I, we were born to live till beyond the grave, not till the grave. We were born and put into this world for the hereafter. For the hereafter. So this realization, or we have an opportunity to acquire this realization in the month of Ramadan. So brothers and sisters, take stock. See what you've done during the first 10 days, and see how you can increase what you've been doing. And don't lose hope for what's been lost. Don't lose hope. Because actions are judged by their endings, right? You are as good as your last performance, as they say. Actions are judged by the endings. Don't lose hope. Seek forgiveness from Allah for what has passed, and let's make amends For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most merciful. Some actions which you should try and bring into your day and make it a daily practice so it becomes part and parcel of our lives before the end of this month is to ensure the 2 raka'at before Fajr. The 2 raka'at. There are many stories from the pious predecessors before us of how they were forgiven only because of 2 raka'at they would offer in the darkness of the night when others were asleep before the time of Fajr kicked in. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala descends to the earliest heavens and Allah who is As-Samad, totally independent, calls unto you and me who are totally dependent. هَلْ مِنْ تَائِبٍ فَأَتُوبُ عَلَيْهِ. Is there someone who has done those major sins and they want to seek repentance so that I can accept the repentance? هَلْ مِنْ مُسْتَغْفِرٍ فَأَغْفِرُ لَهُ. Is there anyone who's consistent with the minor sins and has done some major sins that they may seek forgiveness and I'll forgive them? هَلْ مِنْ سَائِلٍ فَأُعْطِيَهُ. Is there someone who needs something? Someone who's going through difficulty? Someone who is in need of something? You're living in this life is full of needs and ups and downs and trials and tribulations. Is there somebody who needs something that they can ask and I will give them? Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. This is not a salah that you and I who believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and accepted the prophecy of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and believe in the last day should ever leave out. Never. We should never leave it out. How? We love Allah. A guest knocks our door at 4 a.m. in the morning, what would we do? And we love this guest. Our child knocks our door. Our wife knocks our door. Would we carry on sleeping? No. A good friend calls you at 4 a.m., 4:30 a.m. MashaAllah, look what time Fajr is now. 6 o'clock. Yani MashaAllah, the fast in Australia, early breakfast and early dinner, right? And we just skipped lunch. It's no issue there. Who wouldn't open the door, brothers and sisters? This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah, our creator, our nourisher, our sustainer, our maker, the one who gives us life, the one who gives us death, the one who gives us the ability to breathe even though we sin, even though our worship is so weak. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even though we complain and complain and complain, He showers upon us blessings and blessings and blessings. Wallahi, if it was another human being, you and I would not be worth mentioning today. The way we behave. But Allah gives and gives and gives. And He is calling unto us, even though we are dependent on Him. We are in need of Him, He is not in need of us. Wallahi, our sujood doesn't increase the majesty of Allah. Our disobedience does not decrease the majesty of Allah. And even though He calls unto us, never leave these 2 raka'at. Make dua to Allah in this month that, Ya Allah, make me perform these 2 raka'at for as long as I live. Ask Allah, seek assistance from Allah. That as I wake up in Ramadan, let me wake up outside of Ramadan. Then ensure, my dear brothers and sisters, that you bring into your timetable the sunan al-rawatib. Bring it into your timetable. The most beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala never left this sunnah. Never left this sunnah. And Allah told us that if you want the love of Allah, and if you want the forgiveness of Allah, towards the end of the 4th juz, فَاتَّبِعُونِي, follow Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he never left this sunnah al-rawatib. 2 before Fajr. 4 before Dhuhr. 2 after Dhuhr. 2 after Maghrib. 2 after Isha. And subhanAllah, if you do it, Allah will build you a house in Jannah for every day that you do it. And not just any house, a palatial place, in a place that no eye has ever seen, no ear has ever heard, and no mind or heart has ever dreamt of. How long would it take you to build a palace in the dunya? What kind of effort? Effort. How many employees, you know, how many contracting companies, material, labor, expense, and how long would it take you to just observe these 12 minutes of prayer? How long? Subhanallah,
ما غرك بربك الكريم. What has put you in a deception of Allah who is Kareem? Who is Kareem, who can give you a palace just for you performing 12 units of prayer in a day. You benefit. Kareem, what has put us in a deception? Subhanallah. It's, you know, in English we say it's a no-brainer, man. I would say it's a no-brainer. There's no need to discuss it. You know, just do it. It's a no-brainer. We know what it takes to build a house. We know what it takes just to get from home to work. And work and back. This is a no-brainer. It's like somebody telling you, you know, do 15, 14 minutes worth of work and we'll give you $1 million. What would you say? Would you say, you know, inshallah, let me think about it? No. Sunan al-Rawatib. Don't leave the Sunan al-Rawatib. Salatul Duha. Bring the Salah into your life. For Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam frequented the Salah. And he taught us that Salatul Duha carries the reward of your entire body giving a sadaqah. Every bone in your body giving a sadaqah. Imagine that. Imagine that, brothers and sisters. 2 rak'at at least. 4 minutes, 5 minutes, if you shorten it, 3 minutes. Entire body offering a sadaqah. And if you perform the salat al-duha after praying the fajr prayer in jama'ah, and sit remembering Allah until the sun rises, Allah will give you the rewards of hajj and umrah. La ilaha illallah. Hajj and umrah. Just for sitting, what, 45 minutes, half an hour, 1 hour, depending on the time of the year. And the time of fajr in your masjid. Hajj and umrah, every day, ya Allah. Naam. Said by the one who never spoke anything from his desires. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَمَا يَنْطِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيُّ يُوحَىٰ. Then, my dear brothers and sisters, don't forget the adhkar of the morning and the evening. It doesn't take long. You could read it on the way to work if you memorize it. On the way back from work. Amazing. You go to work in the morning, there's traffic, there's a distance you got to travel. Adhkar of the morning and the evening. Thanking Allah for allowing you to see this morning. Thanking Allah for allowing you to witness the evening. And wallahi, in this adhkar, they are invocations that if you recite them, you will be guaranteed the shafa'ah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the day of Qiyamah. If you read them, no one will come to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with deeds better than you, except the one who did more than you in terms of those invocations. They are present in this adhkar. In this adhkar are invocations that if a person recites them, he will be protected till his evening. And if he recites them in the evening, he'll be protected till his morning. In this adhkar, a dua that if you recite them and you die in that day, you will die upon Islam and Iman, inshaAllah. And if you recite it at night and you die in that night, you will die upon Islam and Iman, inshaAllah. Find a comprehensive compilation of this adhkar and the rewards that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us about this. In this adhkar is the best of istighfar that we would do once in the day and once at night. The best of istighfar. Going to sleep with our slates wiped clean. Waking up with our slates wiped clean. Allahu Akbar. مَا غَرَّكَ بِرَبِّكَ الْكَرِيمِ. What has put you in a deception of your Lord who is Kareem? The adhkar of the morning and the evening. And in the month of Ramadan, try your best to feed someone every day you break your fast. This was the way of the giants who walked this earth before us. Giants upon whose shoulders you and I try to walk upon. We know from the Sahaba Ibn Umar radiallahu anhu, is to make sure that a poor person would break his fast on his table. As some reports have come to us. May Allah gather us with him in Jannah. Amen. And there were many from the Sahaba who practiced this. If you cannot, then there's so many countries. Alhamdulillah, Allah has wallahi made the world a corner, as we say in the Arabic language. العالم زاوية. It's a corner. Everybody, you know, in a corner, everyone meets up there, right? Right? There's poor people who we don't know of, now we know of them. We know of their plight because of organizations who are on the ground and they inform us. And they say, it's easy for you. Donate this much, we'll do the rest. You can make sure that a family breaks fast upon your donation, upon your giving for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala every day in Ramadan. And every day for the rest of the year. In these poor countries it doesn't cost much. $2 or $3 feeds an entire family. But this is the month to start, to get the ball rolling. You know, when you're on a cycle, you cycle it so hard that when you stop cycling, what happens to the wheels? They carry on rotating. The cycle doesn't stop, right? Even though you've stopped pedaling. That's what you've got to do in this month. You've got to cycle so hard that your bicycle keeps on moving till the next Ramadan. That's how hard you have to push yourself, brothers and sisters. You cycle hard to burn calories. Right? Let's cycle hard to gain some good momentum, some good calories. Right? So these are very few ibadat that I've shared with you, something that won't take time from our day, and wallahi the rewards are great. أقول قولي هذا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. Everything correct said is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and He's perfect. And any mistakes are from myself and shaytan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our fajr, accept this reminder. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our Ramadan, our standing, our fasting, our recitation of the Quran, our supplications, our invocations, our charity, our tears for His sake. May Allah make every tear shed during this month a means of extinguishing flames of the hellfire. And may Allah make us from amongst those freed from the hellfire before the ending of this month, and make us from the people of taqwa. هذا والله أعلم وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.